I wonder what the cheapest way to go with something like that would be. So I could pick up a mobile setup, something that'll put 50 watts out. This is a nice repeater. I hardly ever hear anyone on it at all.
So sometimes you can get lucky and find an XTL 2500 or an XTL 5000 for, you know, around $500. That could be a little bit less depending on which one you get, because it can come in 40 watt or 100 watt. They're wild to cost. But you can find those pretty available on eBay, and they're really, really good radios.
Oh gosh, I can imagine. I'd like the 100 watt unit. That would be great in the car. Yeah, that would be fantastic. I'm currently using a ICOM 5100, because, you know, it's easy to deal with as you get older, you know, it has a touch screen, blah, blah, blah. And, but I know exactly what you're saying about the audio quality and everything. I guess I'm north of Saratoga. I'm not that far from Bradenton or something like that.
I'm actually over in Riverview, and I've got, both handheld and in my apartment. I don't have a car any longer. I used to have it in there, but it's a 40 watt.
Yeah, whatever you're using right now has pretty choice audio on it right now, whatever you're using.
Yeah, it's an XTL 2500 from Motorola, and it's on high power, 40 watts.
Are you at the house now? Is that where you're at? In the house? In the base?
Affirmative.
Yeah, I'm rolling up. I should be in, Bradenton or Bradenton? I don't know how to pronounce it, but anyway. I should be in there in, probably 3 or 4 minutes. And then I'm trucking all the way up to Port Richey. Fort Myers, I had a one-week class for inspectors up there. One of five, so I got that done. Four more to go.
Oh, cool. I could be wrong, but I think this one's linked with one that's over in St. Petersburg as well, and that's what I was making an assumption of.
Do you know the frequency of the one in St. Petersburg?